Hello, it's Thursday, October the 10th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm back with another interview show. Today I've decided to get my good old friend of, do you know what? It's coming up to 30, well, it's about 30 years now, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
It's frightening, isn't
Get
it?
old.
You know, I've got my dear old friend, Mr. DJ Slipmat, here with me. How are you
Oi.
doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm all
Good.
right. Yeah. Looking after myself.
Has the season gonna sort of like take it a little bit easy before the whole Christmas rush?
It has been a mad summer, actually. I thought at the beginning of the year, I was thinking, this year, cost of living crisis and stuff. I'm always busy, but I thought maybe it'll take its toll a little bit, but it hasn't really. It's just been flat out this summer, and I actually went through my diary for the next 6 months. It's like super duper busy.
Oh,
Now I've
really?
got
So no
yeah,
Easter.
no, I've got a few gaps there, of course, over 6 months, but it's looking really, really positive. I'm not moaning about being busy. I love being busy. So it's looking really, really positive, and there's loads in for the summer next year already and stuff. Some months, if I didn't take another job for the summer, I'd be fine.
Wow, that's
It's mad,
amazing.
yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It is really good.
So what a world we're living in right now. I mean, we just thought things were crazy when I think we did our first proper, we probably did an interview together probably about 2016, and we weren't to touch on politics. I was controlled. We're not touching on politics.
That's right. I said that to you, didn't I? And then
You said it on two shows on this.
I ranted for about an hour about
Yeah,
stuff.
the second show, I don't think I spoke. You ranted for a good on hour. Well, anyway, we managed to make it to 2024, thankfully.
Yeah.
But things are absolutely nuts. Now, you've really been looking into food.
Yeah,
Obviously, I've been looking, I'm focused on America. You're looking here on what's going on, and you're really looking at what's going into the food. You've also looked a lot into BlackRock. So, over this last year, because God knows when we last did an interview, what have you determined with what you've been looking at?
I've changed my lifestyle, my eating habits and stuff, and that as well. And it's actually really woken me up again. It's like the second awakening for me. So like the whole sort of lockdown thing, and then obviously the big pharma thing with the jibby jab was a massive wake up call for millions of us. I woke up with a BlackRock thing back in mid 2020, but then the whole jab, and it's a big pharma. But it made me look at myself, because I've been trying to lose weight for I've never been I was never really fat. If I wasn't fat, very fat, and I wasn't overweight for long. But the last few years, I've sort of piled on quite a few pounds, and just not been able to lose it. And just thinking, what the fuck is going on? Don't matter how much I eat or whatever. If I stop drinking, it doesn't make much difference, and that. So I've really sort of looked into it. I went on a I started doing fasting about 6 months ago, a bit longer than that actually, probably about 8 months ago, and that sort of started to help a little bit. And then I've always been fairly low carb, but then I cut out all the ultra processed foods. Sort
Right.
of learned a lot about that side of things. So I cut out all that crap, and then I've gone pretty much, I'm not gonna say carnivore, but like keto, pretty much carnivore a lot of
Yeah.
the time. And I've dropped like over 2 stone. I
Oh,
feel
well done.
absolutely, amazing compared to what I did. I wasn't ill, was ill before, but I feel amazing compared to
Heavy,
what I
wasn't it, as
did.
well? This heavy, you're carrying this extra thing around with you.
Yeah, and I just
I'm
could,
there at the
and that's,
moment.
I just had
I've
this
got
bet, I
one.
had this bet, yeah, just had this belly. I've been going to the gym for like 2 years. I thought, well, I'll go to the gym, and then you realize that the gym ain't going to make you lose any weight. It'll build muscle underneath. In fact, it makes you put more on, because you build a bit more muscle.
Exactly.
But so that didn't make any difference at all, until I changed what I ate. And it wasn't a matter of eating less. Probably eat more now than I did before. It's just changing what I'm eating. And it's made all the difference. Everyone I see now that I'm seeing for a few months, they're like, "Bloody hell, Matt, what have you done? You look great, or you lost a lot of weight and stuff." Rachel's over the moon. She's like, "Where's it gone? Where's your belly gone?" She said, "Yeah, you got a flat belly now." It's like, and so that sort of woke me up a bit. And then I mean, you probably know what I'm like by now. Once I get my head around something, I don't stop sort of like
No.
investigating it and reading and listening more than anything and stuff. So going down the rabbit hole of food and big food, again, it ties in with the big pharma. We're being fucking lied to massively, and we have been, unfortunately, probably since, probably for longer than I can imagine, but certainly since the 70s and 80s, the food pyramid's upside down. Everything is just wrong, and why on earth would they spend £1,500 a month on an injection for 12-year-olds to stop them from being obese when they could spend that 1,500 quid on educating them and giving them a diet that will make them not hungry? It's whole food, it's healthy, it's not expensive, but they won't do it they want them to inject themselves with this stuff, and it's the stuff that they inject themselves with every day, possibly for the rest of their life.
It's
And if and when
tragic,
they
isn't
and
it?
when they stop doing it, they'll put the weight back on plus more.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is,
Bastards.
you've also, if, get rid of Monsanto. This is could be a start. Halliburton. Get rid of the chemicals that go into the food. Let food grow as it should be, in soil as it should be. And we wouldn't have half of these problems. And you're right, we are being. Which I would say a tax on every single level. The air we
Exactly that.
breathe, the water we drink, there isn't a single aspect of our life.
The
Don't even go there with that. We're going to come on to
weather.
that later.
The weather.
The whole.
Paedophiles.
God. Yeah. Diddies. We'll get to diddies anyway, because I want to talk to you because it's music related, but we'll get to that
You let me
later.
know about that. Yeah, I try not to take much notes of that, but you can fill me in on whatever
Oh,
it's up to, yeah.
mate. David Beckham,
Oh,
you
don't.
better get your affairs in
I
order.
want all the
That's
juicy
all I'm saying.
bits. I want all the juicy bits to see who you think's gonna be taken
All right,
down, actually.
David Beckham,
Really?
David Beckham,
Oh
David
dear.
Beckham, and
No.
Victoria Beckham,
Oh
Russell
dear.
Brand.
Really?
You see, I.
I saw a clip of him.
On
There's a clip of
Tucker.
him in an aeroplane. Is that right? Is that the
He
one?
was
But
there,
yeah,
yeah, and he was also
but.
holding the boiled egg. Now, I didn't understand because I'm not in that lifestyle, thankfully. I didn't understand what the boiled egg means.
I don't know what that means. What does it mean?
It goes somewhere first
Right.
before they have their act, so that gets inserted places into
Right.
gentlemen. He's there holding a boiled egg on the plane.
I mean, he was a self-proclaimed sex addict and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, and
And
he
all
was
that.
a shock
I mean,
jock.
don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean to say there's anything bad there, but.
No, but he was a shock jock. Do you remember, like, ages ago when it was the word, wasn't it? It was like 90s. Russell Brand was like the shock jock. I don't know if you've seen the videos where he goes into a London gay pub
All
and
right.
wants to find out what it's like to be serviced
All right.
by a gentleman. He was a shock jock. I don't, maybe he doesn't, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking he wasn't doing the rape. I'm kind of thinking the status that he was, he'd had all the girls after a night out, the clubbing. He's gone back, he's banged somebody, excuse me. He's gone back, he's been intimate with somebody, and then he hasn't called them the next day and they're claiming rape. I don't know, could be wrong, don't know. But Russell Brand, he's
I hope not. I
dirty. I
hope
hope
not.
not, but all the evidence
And
is there.
I know. I know a lot of people don't like him, and I don't know whether he's genuine or not. I can't say that because I don't know him. But he talks a lot of stuff that I like on these videos
Yeah,
and
he has
stuff.
woken up in that respect, but is that
Yeah.
because he knows the crimes that, he knows he's guilty, he's trying to make up. Maybe he is trying to make up for them. Maybe he has turned, let's pray God that he really has turned to Jesus and he's found his faith and he's gonna go back on his ways. But I think if that is the case, then he needs to be a voice for the victims to say, look, okay, I was here, this was done, and he needs to start speaking up if he really has turned a corner. So yeah, but that's by the by. Now, BlackRock, you did a lot of looking in to how dark and dirty BlackRock was. Now, more
mean,
stuff.
I didn't do loads of investigation, but when things started to sort of show up, as it was around May 2020, I think it was, things started to really open up to me. It was a couple of months into all the rubbish, and it was like, right, hold on, it's going on for too long now. And then I must have seen a few things, what people were saying and stuff, and then I looked into BlackRock. And they basically own the world pretty much. And they've been caught sort of saying that Larry Fink has been caught saying that his mission is to change the world population's behavior with different stuff. There's all this, what is it, the ETF stuff, which businesses have to adhere to and abide by, or they don't get funding.
That's it,
Obviously,
yeah.
BlackRock funds most of the world's businesses, unfortunately, and we were meant to be protected against monopolization, weren't we, back in the old days? And it's just crept in and crept in and crept in. And there's BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and a couple of others that just own the fucking lot. And
Exactly, and they're also linked to this weather modification and everything else as
Well,
well, the funding.
BlackRock worked from the White House as well. So it's been said. I think it's pretty much common knowledge from what I've heard. But they've got offices in the White House, so they're A lot of people will say that BlackRock are basically running the American government. I mean,
Well,
Biden's obviously not doing
Biden's
anything,
obviously
is
not.
he?
And what's
You don't
going
know
on
what's
with
going
that
on
other
there.
creature? That other.
Other thing.
Oh my gosh. But it's just, I can't even watch it. I feel embarrassed. It's that cringe. I just can't watch it. It's,
Yeah.
I mean, what
So
the hell? I mean, look at what
certainly.
we've got. Look. I haven't been paying attention to this country at all. Only
Yeah.
being is because I watch there and I know what's going to come.
I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news or anything like that. So I only pick up sort of bits and pieces from places. But I see, I follow things like the Together Declaration and stuff like that. So I see what they're talking about. That's
I mean, a
about the
lot of
most
people
of
are
it.
talking about climate lockdowns as well now, aren't they? I'm
I mean,
seeing.
they've been talking about that since 2020, haven't they?
Exactly. And
People have
they've
been
also, you know,
predicting.
we were told we were all going to get rushed into camps, weren't we? They were going to break down our doors and they were going to come and get us because we weren't vaccinated. I mean, that went around for quite a while. It didn't happen.
A lot of it, though, is fear tactics. So the government are very good with fear porn and trying to make you scared, to try and manipulate your behaviour, which is what they spend all these hundreds of millions of pounds on with their nudge unit and stuff like that. It's all about creating fear and stuff like that to get everyone scared, and then obviously get us talking about certain things so they can move to the side and do a little sly deal and put a deal on the side and push a little law through that we don't sort of notice and stuff.
Well, I mean, we've had this week, I mean, we were like 15, 16 years ago, we were told we were crazy when we said to people just to look up and look at the lines in the sky.
Yeah.
Just have a look. We were called conspiracy theorists, we were lunatics, people were debunking it. We all know this is a true thing. We even had an article come out the other day in Devon Live blaming the RAF for weather manipulation and the cause of all this rain. And that was in Devon Live.
Yeah. Well, I live next to Stansted, and so we get a lot of planes going sort of right. I live in Harlow, so we get a lot of planes going around Harlow. But there's some mornings, me and Rachel, we get up in the morning, have a look out. If it's a blue sky, we look up, and then some mornings it's clear as anything. Other mornings it's fucking lines everywhere. Now
Chessboard.
the planes don't go across. We see planes sort of throughout the day, not loads, but most of them sort of go take a bit of a wide berth around Harlow. But we never see planes going over where these lines are. Never. And then also some days there's nothing at all, and other days there's loads. Now I know they say it's different air pressures or air temperatures or whatever, but it might be the next day, and there's no difference in the weather really, much. And maybe you see some of the planes going along, and there is a bit of a trail coming out, but it dissipates pretty
Yeah,
much.
that's your normal bloody jet stream stuff or whatever it's called, isn't it?
But what is it with these ones that there's a a thick sort of, you know, real solid
line. And they don't
line.
go.
And then an hour later, you can see it sort of like
It's spread.
just spreading out. And then by, you know, by 11 o'clock in the morning, the sky is all hazy, sometimes fully
Exactly.
grey. So, you know, and then I'll go on my social media and put something, and people go, "Oh, shut up. Where's your tinfoil hat?" Why do these people, why do they not question it?
Are there
Why,
still people like that? I don't know
oh.
because I don't see many like it anymore. So tell me more about these people.
There's not as many, but there's still people that will come on, usually the same people, but there's lots of them that come on and go, "Don't be so stupid. It's this, it's that, it's the other." Now, if they were to say, "Well, I don't think it is that. Maybe it's that wouldn't be so bad," but
Hope pooh-pooing it. They pooh-poo
I
it
just,
immediately, don't they?
yeah. It's like if there's something there, you should question it. A bit like the same, like the food thing and the whole vegan thing and all that. There's people
Don't get
that will
me going
come
on
on,
the
they'll go,
vegan nonsense.
they'll go, "Nope, you're wrong. We're meant to eat raw vegetables, raw fruit and vegetables, and that's it. We're herbivores. End of
No.
story. You're wrong."
They're the same ones with the yoga mats and everything else. But then what I find incredible, those same people vaccinate their children. Those same people, it's just, have
And look,
you?
if it works for them, that's fine.
Each to their own, yeah.
Yeah,
But they
exactly.
shouldn't be preaching. How much backlash have you had? Have you had any backlash from starting to speak out? Because you've done it really well. You've kind of tested the waters. You kind of dipped in a little bit, I notice.
That's how I
And then you kind
do
of dip out, and now you're like just full on. But it's been like a
it, yeah.
gradual process, hasn't
I
it?
don't
You just
like
tease
telling
them a
people.
little bit,
Yeah,
and then.
I don't actually like telling people what to do or what to think. So
No.
my whole strategy is, and I don't have to, but I just feel like if I've got something in my head and I feel strongly enough about it, I'll put it out there as an idea. Just I suppose sort of, you know, to in a way, I'm feeling that I'm sort of helping people, but I don't in any way expect
No, of
everyone
course.
to just believe me or something. Well,
But
some people do.
have
Some
you
people
had
do, though, don't they?
backlash? Have
Yeah,
you had backlash for coming out and just
very,
saying,
very.
because you are helping people, you are
No,
helping
very
people, it
little.
is your duty. It's your duty to speak out about these things,
Some
to let people know, all of us, we
someone
should
actually
all be helping.
said that yesterday. Someone actually defended me because someone came on and said, "No, that's a load of rubbish. Stick to your DJing, blah blah blah." Only a little comment. I don't see that as a backlash. Just a comment, and it's up to them if they want to put that. But and someone else popped on and said, "No, leave him alone. You know, he feels like, you know, he should be saying something. He's trying to be a role model. He's got a lot of followers. He's trying to be a bit of a role model. So just steer him out."
Exactly.
And I
And I
thought,
mean, you're not
thank you
telling
very
them to go and
much.
inject themselves with bloody something. Do you know what I mean? You're just giving people the option just to, hey, have a look at this. What do
I take a lot. I take a lot of stuff, and I spend a lot of time listening and watching and stuff. To all sorts of stuff. I spend a lot of time in the car as well, driving around, DJing. I don't listen to music that much in the car anymore, so I listen to lots of podcasts and interesting stuff. So I take all this information, and I just think it's nice. It's really, really nice to share it. So as I say to anyone, I don't expect you to believe me. So don't get the ump with me if you don't agree. You know, it's fine to disagree. But it's good to put it out there, isn't it? You know, if we
Yeah.
don't debate stuff and if we don't talk about new ideas and whatever, how the fuck are you going to move forward?
But this is my whole thing with all the children.
Yeah.
You know, if we, as I've said, from that time, you know, when you came down and you DJed for us down at Martin's shop in Hemel, and we raised the money, if we don't talk about it, we are complicit.
Yes.
These subjects have got to be talked about. I focused a lot on Diddy. Mark Devlin and I did a show back last year. Just as Cassie dropped her news, her lawsuit. And now here we are. I mean, we're nearly a year off from when Cassie dropped that lawsuit and
Wow.
finding out about the crimes and what goes on.
Why does it take
But
so bloody long? Mad, isn't it?
I mean, it's taken long enough to bring the criminal cases. There's more and more. There are 120. We know Busby's got 120. We've got the other lady with 50. He's due in court today at 2 p.m.
Oh, really?
Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, he's going to try and get bail again. I think this is to determine. They want a really quick trial. They want it over. They're trying to say spring 2025. Now, that is very quick because they have to do discovery. and everything else. And obviously, they've got a lot of tapes to go through. I think they've got a lot of people singing like a, I think singing like a canary, exposing him. But he is going to yet again try, go and try and get out.
There must be a lot of people with very loose bum holes, I reckon.
Well, they've been over here now to the UK, the FBI, to interview witnesses. We know Ron Burkle, who is head of Whole Foods, has got part of Instagram. No, not Instagram. Airbnb, Spotify. He owns part of everything. He's Diddy's sugar daddy. He lives permanently in London. He owns Soho House. We know Diddy, after Cassie's lawsuit, came here to the UK. He has a lot of connections here in the UK.
I actually met Diddy. I actually met Diddy once, a long time ago. Yeah.
Where was that then?
At Space in Ibiza. He turned up on the terrace. I was absolutely off my tits. So I can't actually remember it that well, but I remember meeting him. I actually took the piss out of him. I was calling, he was Puff Daddy at the time, and I was taking the piss out of his name, going, "Oh, it Puff Daddy." Or something, I don't know, I can't remember what I was doing.
Oh my gosh. You didn't go off, you weren't invited to any parties then?
Nah.
Good.
Nah.
Phew. Thank God.
Yeah.
So the music industry are getting hammered. The raves, I mean, Tim Westwood is one of the accomplices.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's been disgusting.
There's been a lot of stuff.
But the rave DJs kind of... The UK rave industry has kind of have been quite well behaved. We haven't heard that many horror stories.
I don't know of anything with the DJs. Well, saying that, there's a couple of, you said about Westwood, I've heard lots of rumours about him. There's been other DJs where there's been rumours, like very, very few. But there's no real sort of seedy stuff.
Monsters.
That I know of, yeah, or any sort of weird sort of parties sort of stuff or anything like that I know of.
Yeah,
I don't
good.
Think. I think, what was it, Eric Murillo was rumoured to be rather suspect, wasn't he, before he
Who?
Died? Eric Murillo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Well, obviously, there's also, there's Diplo and all that are very sort of, I don't know. I've heard some stories of Ivan Ibiza, but then we've got to remember, who died? And he was trying to expose the child abuse. Avicii.
Right. Was he trying to expose stuff?
Yeah. Another day is all on child trafficking. If you go and have a look at his video, A Brighter Day, it's all on trafficking. And apparently he was involved in doing something maybe with, I don't know if it was Chester Bedingfield or one of those guys who also died around that time. But what a time to be alive, Matt. What a time to be alive right now to see everything that's going on.
Crazy, isn't it?
Have you followed this storm?
Not really.
What's been going on over there?
I've seen little bits on Telegram and stuff like that. Rachel's been keeping an eye on it. She's been looking on her phone and she looks at all the satellite pictures. She showed me something a couple of days ago where they were showing a plane going around and shooting a laser down into it or something.
I know they do have planes that go into the eye of the storm to get the measurements.
She showed us one of them, and there was this, I don't know if it's to do with the plane, but she was showing me something where they were showing the eye of the storm, and there was lasers, might have been a program but there was this laser going into it. And there's loads of clips, there's loads of like official clips, official news clips now. I found one from, when was it? It's about 10 years ago, I think. It was one of the presenters from one of the big National Geographic programs, and he was basically on national telly on the news channel saying, "We can manipulate storms, we can make them worse, we can tie them up with lasers and this, that, and the other." He's saying, "Yeah, it's a thing now, we can do it." And this is like 10 years ago, and then now they're saying, "Oh, well, you know, it's weather manipulation," and you got all these people saying, "No, don't be bloody stupid. Where's your sinful hat? That doesn't exist. You can't do that." Well,
that's crazy. I mean, I've seen pictures today, and I've got to look into it more, of the waves being like a grid.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it is manipulated, but...
Well, I think so.
But the trouble is, with the way we've been lied to, and this is like what got me into the food thing and that as well. The way we've been lied to about everything since, well, we realise that we've been lied to since 2020. Why on earth would you would we believe anything
Yeah.
that the news, the media, or the mainstream media or the government tells us? Why would
Yeah.
we?
That's true.
It's
That's true. I
sad.
mean, just to
Pretty
look,
sad. Yeah.
it's frightening. I mean, these people, the problem is that we have elected these people. You
Well,
know, and unfortunately,
that's debatable as well, though, isn't it?
well,
I mean,
exactly, but
do you really think
this
the
is
mayor? Do you
no,
really think
absolutely.
the mayor was voted in
No,
again?
of course
No
not. Let me take
chance.
that back. Let me wind that back.
Yeah.
Let me wind that back. In our
Rewind.
own constituents, we in our own areas, we have to start taking action.
Yeah.
That is, we have to do it at ground level.
Yes.
And that starts with your little local elections just in your own tiny area, because the person that you are choosing is going to represent you and your voice. If it worked, it would be perfect, but we live in a corrupt system.
That's getting more and
So
more corrupt every bloody
every
second of the
single time,
day.
so it has to get taken right back, right back to your own tiny little community and work from there.
You see,
Because
the problem is that it's so hard to do it. So I think it's
I
about
know.
the whole climate thing. There's so much funding going into this climate crisis. So many people earning so much money from it. And you're talking big money. That I don't see how they would ever give that up. How are they ever going to give it up? So the more we fight against this climate nonsense, climate change is real. Climate's going to change whether it goes up or down. Nothing stays the same.
Happens in history. The only person who can
Yeah.
determine the climate is God. And I
Exactly.
think that is what it's going to take. It's got to come
Yeah.
to that. I don't think there's
So
any other way it will ever stop, as you
yeah,
say.
so these people and these institutions and people that are taking home 100 grand a year, got a nice company car, and they're oh yes, well, it's climate change, and they're never going to give that up.
No.
Never.
No. The only thing that will
Ever.
do is
It's a
God.
fight.
That's
It's a
it.
fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So what else is going on with you? What else are you keeping your eye on?
That's about it, really. I'm really, really sort of into this whole sort of food thing at the moment.
Okay, so talk us through it. How are you doing it? Did you decide just to go direct carnivore? Where did you look and, how did you start it? To lose 2 stone and to be feeling better than you ever felt, and you're older than me.
Yes. Thanks.
That's well
So,
done.
but well, I've actually been really interested in like health for a long, long time, probably 10 years, probably about 10 years. I've been doing lots of reading and that on health. Never really dropped any weight over the last 10 years either. And then the last couple of years, I've put a bit on. I know all about intermittent fasting and stuff. Known a lot of stuff what to do, I'm sure I've had sort of leaky gut stuff and all that as well. So I've been trying to do stuff to try and repair that. Just wasn't getting anywhere at all. So I looked more into fasting. I've got a couple of mates that were doing these 36-hour fasts, and I thought, oh right, okay. Jumped into their WhatsApp group and joined them and started doing that for a couple of months, and it seemed to help. I gradually actually started lost about half a stone, I think, over a few months, and started feeling a bit better. And then that sort of got me into sort of looking more and more into what I was eating. I did the Ultra Processed People book, which is the two twins off the BBC, unfortunately. The two twins, I can never remember their names. One of them wrote this book, Ultra Processed People, and explains about ultra processed food. That was a big eye opener for me. So I then cut out all the ultra processed stuff. That sort of helped me again. And then still going down the path of and the rabbit hole of looking into food and big food and this, that, and the other. I then started to go seriously low carb, and then found the carnivore, sort of, not so much keto, found the carnivore thing, carnivore diet, and thought, well, tried the vegetarian thing. It just didn't work at all for me. Probably what helped me with getting leaky gut and stuff. And I'm a big meat eater, and I thought, right, I'm going to try carnivore. I'm going to go for it, and it just worked. Within a month, I'd lost another stone and a half, I think it was.
Wow, and that's only meat. Is that the what? So, like, what
Meat,
would your
meat.
diet,
So
daily diet be consisted of?
pretty much meat, eggs. That's about it. That's about it. So I've introduced a little bit of veg here and there, but I missed out a bit actually. I did an intolerance test and I come up intolerant for wheat, which made sense. Intolerant to cow's milk, which makes sense as well. And then a few other things like actually potatoes was borderline.
My friend,
So
my
that's out of
niece gets
fish.
that. She can't eat. She is so ill if she eats potatoes. It's
I've
insane.
always said I've got guts of steel, like I've got iron guts. I could always eat anything as much as I wanted and stuff. But yeah, maybe it's as I've got older as well. And I think it's probably all the ultra processed shite
Yeah.
that doesn't agree. That's a big factor.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm always going on about Shane with that. He'll be out all weekend and then he's stuffing McDonald's and what that is
Yeah, he's a
doing
load
to
of
him. And
shit, isn't he?
he's been ill anyway. That's proof of the pudding and how
Yeah.
bad all that processed crap is.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a great, so doing the carnivore thing is a great elimination diet as well, because there's not really a lot that can go wrong with meat. So I've gone back to that, and then I've started introducing things. So I can eat a few mushrooms. I can get away with that. Onions I've tried. And onions bloat me out. Cabbage bloats me out a bit. Wheat definitely. Can't drink beer anymore, which is horrible. Because it's got wheat in it, and I actually did that. I was over in Ibiza not last weekend, the weekend before, and I ended up. I noticed I'd eaten something a bit dodgy because I can tell when I've eaten wheat, I get inflammation. I get a little bit puffy. So I had a couple of. I thought, well, I've got it now. I'll have a couple of beers. It just made it
Oh
worse.
no.
So yeah, so I've really sort of sussed out my body now,
So what are you drinking? What can you drink? What little tipple can you have? You gone into the old cider?
I'm not. Yeah, I have. I've been having a cider here and there, but I've not had a drink for 10 days now. Just knocked it in
Yeah.
head for a little while. Have a little rest. But where I've been listening to a lot of stuff, it's made me realise, especially the carnivore space, all the people that are talking in that are very much against. They're very much sort of shouting out government for. Basically, for lying to us, like I said, the food pyramid's upside down. They're trying to treat they'll treat people with diabetes by saying, right, take more insulin and then eat carbs. You know,
Great, it's just insanity.
you go into hospital with heart disease, and they're giving you ice cream and toast for breakfast and cornflakes and stuff. It's just like, no. It's a bit like the whole jab thing. It just feels like they're trying to kill you. It's madness, and the doctors don't get taught. They don't get taught
Well, the
nutritional
doctors were
standard.
paid. They were paid all the. My doctor, who's the same age as us, is now retired and gone to the south of France.
Really?
So, like,
Paid off.
he 10 quid every single time they jab someone, 15, wasn't it? Every time they jabbed a kid. So, think of how many people were going through those doctor's doors every single day. How many nurses were sitting there injecting, as well as doctors, per
Yeah,
day
definitely.
in a doctor's surgery? So let's say 100, shall we?
Yeah,
Let's say
mad,
100.
isn't
So that's £1,000 a day extra in their wages, £5,000 extra in their wages every week.
A week, yeah. And then you got the big corporations that are getting away with the UPF shit, and then they're lying on their package. You notice everything now has got protein written on it, like on these bars and everything. Oh, protein. It's like fucking bullshit. It's like it's crap. Most of this food is absolute crap.
And
One
they
thing that
want
we
you to eat bugs now.
one thing that really gets me though is you'll get these commentators and they'll talk about it, and then they'll say, yeah, the big corporations, they're putting all this shit in there. They're putting us just the right amount of sugar and salt so that you're gonna eat it and get addicted, and then they'll make more money. And then they turn around and say, but these corporations, they've got to make money. They're there for profit. They've got to make money for the shareholders. So you can't blame them, really. And I'm like, what?
But that's like the pharmaceutical industry.
What do you mean you can't blame them? It's like they're killing people. They're making people sick, like really ill, making people suffer.
Well, the only reason the pharmaceutical industry is in business is to keep people sick.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what's woken me up to the food thing so much, is that looking at the, you know, the pharma side of it, it's the same thing. They're saying big food has taken all the people that were in the smoking space, so all the people that were working for cigarette companies that were designing these fags to make them more addictive and blah blah blah, and they didn't give a shit really, you know, they lied about everything. Most of those people have now moved on, or that those type of people have followed on into the food industry, and it's the same thing's happening. Hopefully it'll blow itself out, hopefully within the next few years. I think people are waking up to it now a lot pretty quickly.
They are, yeah. I think so. The thing is, now what we've got also, going back to this whole smoking thing, we've now got these vapes that are made fun and friendly and colourful for children, sweet and everything else, and it is screwing their lungs up. Even my son, Jack, who has a vape, and I'm like, why? He goes, I know, I've got to stop it. It apparently gives you something called popcorn lungs.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of it, and I will ask Jack more about it, but he absolutely knows. And I remember when vapes first came out, Clive and I did a show. This is when I was still on the FM before they fired me. He said these vapes, the chemicals in these vapes are probably worse than the nicotine. Way worse. Yeah. Worse.
And how do we let them get away with it? Well, we don't let them get away with it. How do we let our politicians and people that look,
we've got to get rid of them all, because they're all corrupt. They've all got to go.
Get away with it, yeah.
It's got to go. Something. I mean, I think Starmer's position here, like, my God. Starmer, his position here is to completely destroy the country. He's like finishing it off. I never thought the words, I agree with Maggie Thatcher, would ever come out of my mouth, of some of her stances on things, immigration being for one.
Yeah,
I never ever thought I would be quoting Margaret Thatcher.
I know a lot of people didn't like Maggie, but yeah, there was a lot of things. I think we didn't like everything she said, but there was a lot of things that I agreed with. She wanted people to own houses, didn't she? She wanted people to be homeowners. That was one of her things. She said she wanted people to be homeowners so that no one could take it away from them.
Yeah, and didn't want to get involved in the EU and didn't get into that.
Yeah, so you could control your own future, sort of thing. Yeah, there was things. I mean, the whole poll tax thing was a mess, wasn't it? But certainly some of her values. I mean, some of my values are quite conservative, really.
Yeah, mine are.
But you certainly wouldn't call me a Tory. Fucking hell, they're not conservative at all anymore, are they?
I know. I just wish the Heritage Party had every single value and was so focused on everything. Yet reform was great, together was great. But no, they didn't focus on the kids, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is the number one input. There is no more important subject, I believe, than the children. That's it. Look at the world we're leaving for our kids. Look at the generation we're going to have screwed up, believing that men can have babies. It's okay to cut your breasts off, you know.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of them that are fucked already.
I've just noticed.
There's no way back for a lot of them.
I've just had an article just pop up while we've been on air saying that Great Yarmouth NHS Trust have told people they mustn't use boy or girl when newborn babies are being born.
I need a slap.
Do you know what I mean? What can you say? So what were you saying about all this big money going into everything? This is the same problem we have with going into the schools. These companies also, like, they're going in. Stonewall's providing all the education stuff and the reading materials that are going into our schools.
You see, the big corporations don't want borders. They don't want.
Of course, they don't.
They don't want us to be, you know, independent and whatever. They just want us there to sell to, and they don't want borders, because it means that it's going to cost them more to send stuff out to sell to people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, what's up for you with the future? Where can you see things going in the next 12 months? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. It's like you said at the beginning, It really feels like everything's ramping up again. It has done for quite a few weeks now. Feels quite not, I wouldn't say scary. It's, if you get too sort of stuck into it, it can be quite sort of could look quite worrying.
Well, we've got about
But
28 days till the election.
I mean, I don't get too down about everything. I know that I'm gonna be all right and stuff. Be fine. You shouldn't take too much notice of what's going on. But my main worry is that even by not sort of focusing on it too much, things can creep up on you, and then things like the digital ID comes in, and then all of a sudden, bosh, you can't go somewhere, you can't get in somewhere
I don't think it's going to
without
happen.
digital ID. I don't
I don't
think
think
it.
that's going to
I don't think it
happen.
will. But
Or the 15
it's a
minutes it
concern.
is. We're going to have something so big. It's coming. We've got 20, I think, what, 27 days, I think, now till the election. Interesting. Everything is happening around that time, as it always does. So it's only going to ramp up within these next few weeks.
The Democrats are desperate, absolutely. I mean, of course,
Did you
everyone's
see her
going to win, but
yesterday when she's barking orders at somebody and she was live on a Zoom call and didn't realize she was live?
oh no.
I tell you what, I must tell everybody, Benny Johnson,
All right, yeah.
watch Benny Johnson. He is absolutely brilliant
Oh,
and
see him now and again, yeah.
he's so good. Obviously, we haven't got Bannon yet. Hopefully, we'll have Bannon back soon.
Is he
God
still in
bless.
prison?
Yes.
He was like
They're going to be holding
Trump's
him.
chief advisor, wasn't he?
They will be holding him there
Until after the
until
election.
after the
Yeah, of
election
course they
because
will.
his
Course they will.
broadcast, I think you and I were talking backwards and forwards during the election with Bannon or just after with the Hunter Biden laptop that was all coming out
I watched
back
Bannon
in 20.
every day back in 2020. I
Yeah,
just there was nothing
exactly.
there was not a lot else to do, was there really?
No, just
Certainly news wise, yeah. So I
So it was all
quite
about
enjoyed it.
Bannon.
Yeah.
And no, he's still in. So Benny Johnson is definitely one to watch. Definitely
Yeah,
one to watch.
I do see him sometimes.
Gives my daily news fix.
Yeah, I
So what
just
have you got coming up? You got any events? I mean, it's quieting down. Festival season's over.
Yeah, there's still loads going on. I'm still really busy. Like I said, next 6 months are still, well, I'm busy right the way through next year as well, through till sort of midsummer at the moment with my bookings.
Wow.
It's all good, flying about everywhere. Even got a couple of gigs New Year's Eve in London and somewhere else. Can't remember where else I am. Yeah, there's lots going on. My Ibiza gig in next May is almost sold out,
Oh God, right.
which is really cool. Yeah,
I missed it again. Every year I say I'm coming and I can,
you
there's
should
always
come.
some drama that I can't afford it, but I do want to go to the next one, so we're gonna have to get this
600,
sorted.
550, 600 beautiful people, all lovely, sort of pretty
Yeah, I
much over
know.
40s, lots of 50-year-olds, but and just lovely people, just no aggro, just everyone really. It's like one big family. It's really good, and everyone's together for the
Yeah.
week as well, all in the same hotel complex. We all go to the same clubs every night. It's the same place
Just like
on.
a big like a night out, isn't it? A week long kind of night out with
Yeah,
the lads, with your
different
mate.
venues every night, but
Yeah.
all in there together. And
Brilliant.
it just keeping people together. Everyone's really connected. There's not loads of mobile phones everywhere. No one's taking pictures and selfies all the time. It's
Great.
really sort of we call it old school Ibiza, more for the culture rather than the music. We play a lot of old school music, but we play a lot of new music as well. The old school side of it is just
And so if there you
it's like going to Ibiza back in the mid 90s. It
God, those were the
really, really
days,
is.
God.
Yeah, and we're all inclusive. It's not expensive either. It's such good
I'm going to
value for
have to do
money.
it. I'm going to have to get my act into gear and get this sorted. If so,
Yeah.
how do people go about getting tickets?
Just go on to slipbacktime.com.
Slipbackintime.com. I'll
If
put a
that's the
link below.
that's the website. Everything's there. We don't talk conspiracy all week either, but just get down to the music, have a drink and that, and whatever you want to
Yeah,
do.
maybe a bit later on over a cup of coffee, but it comes out a little bit.
Well, yeah, a little bit now and again. But yeah, no, it's just a re really, really good week with lovely people. It's great.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you for coming on today and having a little
All
bit of a
right.
catch up.
Nice to have a little let off now and again with yourself.
Yeah, we should do it more often. And please give Rach all our love. She should come on one day and see what, because I'm interested to see what rabbit hole she goes down.
Yeah, she's a sneaky mum. We both work from home, obviously, and but she's got her own little office, and I'm sure she sits in there a lot of time going down each rabbit hole. Like I said, she's often looking at the skies and stuff like that, and all sorts.
Oh, we'll tell her she's got to come on now. Tell her you booked her on.
Yeah, I think she should. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you so much. Follow Slipmat on all social media under Slipmat. It's slipmat.net for the website for all of his gigs. And go and have a look at Slip Back in Time for his annual little holiday, a week's holiday in Ibiza.
Yeah.
And all inclusives.
If we are sold out, you can always just come over to Ibiza, get your hotel and then join us at the clubs, because we're doing like Esperanza and some other big clubs as well.
We get
like 1,200-1,500 people in some of the events. They're amazing. It's been amazing the last couple of years, yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for today. Been brilliant. Matt will be back on again soon. We'll be back tomorrow with the nightly news. Christine and I might be on later, actually, with the latest of all the Diddy nonsense going on. If you're over in Florida, God bless you. Prayers are with you. And
ditto.
Yeah, that's it. libertytactics.co.uk. If you'd like to support the show or you feel led to, you can buy us a coffee. And we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you. God bless. Yeah, if we could find the stop button.